Hello?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Abe says that we ought to be careful about this because he believes that most of it is good for our side. He says that, as I read the Newsweek thing to him and he's seen it in the papers, he says actually it makes, in his judgment, makes you look good, even if it is based upon an inaccurate thing. But he said if we want to, that what you ought to say is something like this, and I've got it down. Quote, this would be Christian. The president has granted no interview to anyone, including Mr. Manchester, and he's asked his staff also to refrain from discussing the subject. He has no recollection of saying these things to friends or associates or alleged intimates.
No, I think that lays it on to me. I don't want to say that at all.
I went back over this one with him, Newsweek's account of the president's record.
No, I wouldn't do that at all. I'm against that last sentence. I would just say, oh hell, I don't know why he would. I guess that's his best judgment, though.
Yes, sir.
The implication is that I could have said it without anything, and I couldn't have done it, so because I don't know it.
Right. I just had Chuck Roberts on the phone again when you called back. I was just saying to him if you get.
I didn't call back. Am I calling you now?
No, I called you, and you were on the phone.
Oh yeah, I didn't know it.
And
I told them the moment you called, hang me, put you right through. God
right.
Damn.
And anyway, Roberts was saying, well, I know that this person believes that he heard it from the president.
Well, it's not true.
And that's what I said. I said, well, Chuck,
I would imagine it's Clark Clifford or Abe or somebody that just has these feelings.
Abe hasn't talked to Roberts.
That don't make any difference, Bill. I that's the worst excuse in the world. I would never mention that. All you have to do is for me to say something to Lady Bird. You don't have to say it to the New York Times. Lady Bird says it to Linda. Linda says it to Hamilton. Hamilton says it to Lucy. Lucy says it to Pat. Pat says it to a football player. Football player says it to his date, and then it gets the New York Times as an intimate. I never would explain I haven't talked to somebody, because just anybody that hears it talks it. Now let's get this last sentence. I would say that I would say, have George say, I will not discuss the various attributions credited to so-called friends and alleged intimates, except to say I believe them to be inaccurate and untrue. Now, if he can say that without his credibility being questioned, without leaving the impression that I'm forcing him to do it, that's what I would say.
Right. You want him to say that the president has no recollection?
No, hell no.
I mean, the president granted.
I have a recollection. It didn't happen. I think it's a goddamn lie. Now, that's my best judgment, which I'd bet my life on. I honestly don't think they thought it happened. I think this. I have had somebody tell me in the last week that Chuck Roberts, Jack Valenti told me over the phone, that Chuck Roberts and Chuck Bailey and Peter Lissagor all were really thinking that I had been mistreated. I think what they do is call up some sap and tell them that, you see. You know Chuck Bailey doesn't think I'm mistreated. You know Lissagor doesn't. If they did, they'd be happy. Molyneux, don't you think so? I do. I don't think they're concerned about my being mistreated. I think they'd be the most happy people in the world, because I think they mistreat me the most. When I see Chuck Bailey as insinuations and imputations and Molyneux's and Lissagor's, I just think it. So I think that I would just, read that last sentence I dictated.
I will not discuss the various, this is George, I will not discuss the various attributions credited to so-called friends and alleged intimates, except to say I believe them to be inaccurate and untrue. To that, Mr. President, Abe and I would add, the President has granted no interview to anyone, including Mr. Manchester. He's asking...
No, I would go on with the first part of your statement.
All right.
I would substitute this in lieu of the fact that the President has no recollections, because I do have a recollection of not ever said a son of a bitching word to McHugh.
All right.
I never said to anybody that I got him told off. I never said to anybody that I called her honey because that was the Texas way. I don't believe that's the Texas way. I think I would call people honey because if I felt they were honey. And I might have very well said that to Miss Kendi, although I never felt that way about her and never believed it. I have held her kind of up on a pedestal and been very reserved with her, as her letters to me will indicate. Very proper, very appropriate, very dignified, very reserved, as I don't think I call Mrs. Kennedy Sr. honey. I think that is the creature of someone's imagination. So how can I not recollect it when it just didn't happen? And I think not recollected implies that it could have happened and I not remembered, don't you?
I agree. Well, this is how it would then read, Mr. President. The President has granted no interview to anyone, including Mr.
I would say has refused to grant any interview. That's right. Has granted no interview.
All right. The President has granted no interview to anyone, including Mr. Manchester, and has asked his staff to refrain from discussing the subject. I will not discuss the various attributions credited to so-called friends and alleged intimates, except to say I believe them to be inaccurate and untrue.
That's all right.
I think that's good. That first part makes it appear that you really want to stay out of it. Abe says that's what we ought to give the impression of.
That's what we ought to do. And I think this meeting of the three of you caused things to kick off. I just don't think you can meet with anybody. And it's awful that I feel that way, but that is true. Now, if you and Jack Blaney and Abe can't meet without being in column, I damn if I know. Do you?
No, sir.
Just say, except for the grace of God, it might be me, and maybe someday it'll be one of y'all. But I can't understand it, don't understand it, don't know why, but I just endure it, and I have to for the time allotted me, but I sure don't like it. You call Georgia.
All right.
Waiting.